Okay, today is Sunday, April 15th, first day of our Chodesh Iyar. This is the Daf Yomi introducing Masei de Zroim, Masei de Kachim, excuse me, Masei de Kachim, and we'll begin Masechet Zvachim. So the concept of Karbonos or Avodos that are simply designed to focus on the fact that we have to always be aware of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present in the Mikdash. So this will include, to some extent, the Korban Tamid, Shachar, and Ben Arbayim. It will also include the Mitzvah of Hadlakat Neirot, the offering of the Ketores, and the Lechem Haponim. By virtue of the fact that the Korban Tamid appears twice in the Chumash, once in Parshas Tetzaveh and the second time in Parshas Pinchas, Rav Aaron felt that the Korban Tamid, in effect, serves a dual function. It certainly fulfills the role to highlight the fact that the Mishkan which we built is something, not a one-time occasion, that you always have to keep your mind focused on the Mishkan every single day, and that's why it's in Parshas Tetzaveh in the conjunction of the building of the Mishkan. But then it's also in Parshas Pinchas, and in Parshas Pinchas it is in the Parsha primarily of the Musafin we read this morning of Rosh Chod Shechem. And once you link it to the Musafin, Chazal struggled to find some type of Avera which would justify, as part of every Korban Musaf, that there is a Chatos component. Why would there be a Chatos component on a Korban Tzibur on a month or on a monthly or holiday basis? But there is, whatever Chazal identify, that it's Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, whatever it is, there is a Chet and Kapara component of every single Musaf. By linking the Korban Tamid to the Korban Musaf, it tells us that although the Korban Tamid might be primarily simply to highlight that the presence of the Mikdash exists on a day-to-day basis, and one should think about it, it also plays some role in the Kapara, specifically on account of the fact that every single time you bring a Korban Musaf, the Torah reminds you, Milvad Oilas HaTamid. Every single time, without fail, by Shabbos, by Yontem, by Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everything. Milvad Olas HaTamid. So it's not just as a reminder. The Torah doesn't give us just reminders, like put it on your refrigerator. Oh, don't forget about the Korban Tamid. It's there to teach us that there is some connection between the sacrifice of the Tamid and the Korban Musaf as well. Then there is a second category of Korbanos, whose purpose is to achieve kapara for a particular avera. And they include, of course, chatos, asham, and to some degree, korban ola. The Ramban already tells us at the end of Parshas Vayikra that the Mishnah itself tells us that the laws of korban chatos extend to asham as well. We'll see it in 2 seconds in the Mishnah. So the question which the Mishnah doesn't bother answering is, why are there two types of korbanot to achieve kapara? There should be a korban chatos in every situation, or a korban asham in every single situation. Why, for certain averos, is there an asham? So the Ramban at the end of Parshas Vayikra posits that asham is linked to an avera sheyesh ba kiliya, where in effect HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so annoyed at you, you should have been eliminated from this world. And via the mechanism of the Korban Asham, you retain a license to live a little longer. That's the Ramban's theory. It's a little difficult to see by Asham, Shivcha Harufa, and so on and so forth. It's a little difficult. But that's the Ramban's position. And just as an aside, the Rav used that Ramban to explain the Nusach of our davening on Yom Kippur. We say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Ata Solchan Li Yisrael. Right? That you are the Solchan of Am Yisrael. And what happens? Umavir ashmoisenu b'chol shana v'shana. And we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech Moichel B'Soleach L'Avonoseinu, V'la Avonot Amo Beis Yisrael, Umavir Ashmoseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does three things. He is the Melech who forgives our personal sins, right? Soleach Melech L'Avonoseinu, V'la Avonot Amo Beis Yisrael, and to the transgressions of Am Yisrael, and then he's Ma'avir Ashmoseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. How come there is no parallel Umavir Ashmot Amo Yisrael b'chol shana v'shana? So the Rav cited this Ramban that Asham always connotes a transgression which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would contemplate eliminating you. But there is already a promise that Am Yisrael will never be eliminated. So that category doesn't have to be included in our requests or thank yous to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a personal level, yes. But not Umavir Ashmat Am Yisrael. Based on the fact that Asham is like a Chet Chamur. Again, it's a very difficult Ramban based on the fact that, if you remember, I'm sure you do, that Korbanos Chatos are only brought for Shgaga Sheyesh Bakares. An ordinary Korban Chatos, if I ate Nevela by mistake, I forgot that there is an Issa Nevela, you don't bring a Korban Chatos because there's only a punishment of Allah. The only time that you bring a Korban Chatos is if you forget an element of a mitzvah for which there's a punishment of a Nichrusa HaNefesh Ahi Me'amel. So Korban Chatos also has this element of Kliyah. But anyhow, you'll ask the Ramban when you see him. So those are the two major primary categories of Korban, which are designed for Kapara, and to some extent Korban Ola as well. The Ramban is Meir that the word Lichaper never appears anywhere in Sefer Vayikra in conjunction with a Korban Ola. The phrase that is used in a Korban Ola is Vinirtzolo, but not Kapara. In some places it says Vinirtzolo Lichaper Olav. That's true, but the Lichaper Olav doesn't exist according to the Ramban in relationship to Korban Ola. But its purpose is to draw you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and somebody who does not fulfill a mitzvah saseh can't be called Yidid Hashem. That's the Lashon of the Ramban. Can't be called Yidid Hashem if you don't engage in the performance of mitzvot saseh. So a person doesn't eat matzah on Pesach, doesn't take a lulav and esrog on Sukkos, doesn't go ahead and put on tefillin, doesn't say recite Kriya Shema. Such a person can't be called a friend of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the vehicle with which a person seeks kapara to now become accepted into the friendship circle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's v'nirtzolo, it will be appeasing to him, and that is via the mechanism of Korban Ola. And as a result, its purpose does fall into the category to some extent of kapara as well. Then there is a third category of Korbanos whose function is exclusively to demonstrate your search for Krevut El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'd like to attach myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the root of Korban is. And those Korbanot are primarily the category of Shlomim, Korban Shlomim. There's no kapara achieved by a Korban Shlomim. It's not required under most circumstances, and its function is just to show that I and my family, it's designed to be not only a personal but should be eaten by one's family as well, are looking to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the category of Korban Shlomim. And then there is a fourth category of Korbanos that don't fit any of these criteria, but they are designed to be what we call a matir, a Korban that will enable you to move on to another category, to another desired objective. For example, Korban Yoledes in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Sazria. Although that there are those, the Medrash, as you well know, tries to link a kapara element to a woman who has given birth and therefore requires the Korban Chatas, it's not necessarily the simple pshat, but Korban Yoledes enables her to rejoin Am Yisrael and gain entry into the Mikdash. So too a Korban Minchas HaOmer. What is the Minchas HaOmer? It's Matir, the Isur Chadash. Or there's a famous Shita Mekubetzes in Maseches Krisus, that in the absence of a Korban for a Ger, he is not permitted to enter Lakohol. Not allowed to get married in the absence of a korban. And some of the Balei HaKoses, that the Shita Mekubetzes quote, claim shockingly that Geirus today is only midrabanan in the absence, and as a result, the marriages that take place between a Jewess and a convert might only be valid on a derabanan level, and in order to make it a doraisa, you'd have to go ahead and bring a korban, and if the Beis HaMikdash were built tomorrow morning, all the gerim would actually have to bring a korban, even though they converted 5 years ago or 15 years ago. But these korbanos are, the function of the korban is to serve as a matir. So we're looking forward to another one, the Shtei Alechem, which is matir chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. Chadash is still usher in the Beis HaMikdash until Shavuos, and the korban of the Shtei Alechem is matir chadash in the Mikdash. Then a second point that I wanted to just make reference to is the fact that our Mishnah here and the first couple of blocks of Zvachim parallel that of Maseches Menachos, namely that the topic becomes Lishma. The opening topic of this Masechta is Kol Hazvachim Shenizbechu Sheloi Lishma. And it's the same way in Menachos. And the Gemara later on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph asks the question, Minayin L'Misasek B'Kodshim Shehu Pasul. How do I know that if a person engages in an activity of offering a korban, but it's defined as misasek, whatever that means, how do I know that the korban is pasul? And the Gemara cites the pasuk, v'shachat es ben habakar lefnei Hashem, ad shitehei shchita l'shem ben bakar. You require some type of active awareness that I am about to shecht something here. And misasek is pasul not only lechatila but even b'di'evet. So Rav Aaron in his sefer has a very lengthy discussion about the connection between misasek and lishma. What connection did he look to develop? He looked to develop that it's possible to suggest that once you remove something out of the category of misasek, it is now automatically considered lishma. Misasek means that I am engaged in an action, but I am so completely clueless as to what I'm doing that we don't attribute your action to the ultimate objective which you're trying to accomplish. So I'm going to give you just two of the many definitions of what might constitute misasek. According to Rashi, for example, misasek is he picked up his knife, not because he wanted to shecht the korban, but he wanted to chuck it at somebody. And the knife fell out of his hand, and what do you know, it slaughtered a korban that was standing right in front of him. Or he wanted to throw his knife at someone. And along the way, somebody's walking and an animal walks by, and it shechts it perfectly. That's misasek according to Rashi. So once you have kavana to actually slaughter this animal, that already might meet the requirement of what constitutes lishma. Lishma is a very difficult concept to define, and there are many achronim and rishonim who try to establish a parallel between that which is required lishma in Kol HaTorah Kula versus the lishma by korban. Is it simply an overlap? So the Gemara itself will try to compare it to get. A get has to be written Lishma. So the Gemara will now question, you know, the status of Lishma by a korban as it applies to get. So are the standards identical? Tosfos has a different definition as to what constitutes Lishma. He knew that he was going to shecht this korban. He intended to shecht this animal, but he thought it was chulin. Didn't know it was kachin. That might be misaseh. That's so he's a lot more involved in the action as opposed to Rashi that he had no idea he was engaged in shechit at all. So as long as you know it's kachim, that already might be categorized as lishma. And Tosfos here on that Beis Amid Beis makes reference to misaseh as well in the context of the discussion here of lishma in relationship to korban. Okay, so that's exactly the question. Is misasek another way of saying that it was shaloi lishma? And once you take it out of the category, it's either stoma lishma or maybe even more than that. It is already lishma. It might be already lishma. So that's one discussion. Then if you look at the Briska Rav, the Chidushi Agriz on Zvachim, his first 5 pages on the Zvachim tries to understand the link between lishma and mitzvah srichas kavan. And he brings in the sugya, the famous sugya in Rosh Hashanah, about hatokeya lashir, where the Gemara waffles. It's not quite clear whether is that a lack of mitzvah srichas kavana. A guy blows the shofar on Rosh Hashanah because he likes the musical notes. So can he be mekayim the mitzvah? So is that a chisaron in lishma, or is that it's in the category of misaseik, or is it a lack of mitzvah srichas kavana? So the Gemara is a machlokes Rav and Abaye. So the Briska Rav believes that there is some type of fundamental connection to a requirement. If we should say mitzvah srichas kavana, it might be that this is another code name for the word lishma. So again, you look at it, it's a very, very long Briska Rav. Now, how much into the korban is lishma required? So there is a fundamental machloikis between Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos says that there are 4 primary avodot for a korban. You have to shecht the korban, you have to receive the blood, kabbalah, you have to take the blood to the mizbeach, holacha, and you have to be zorek the dam. So the Balei HaTosfos are of the opinion that all 4 avodot must be lishma, and if you did any of the 4 shaloi lishma, mamish shaloi lishma, it defiles the korban. And then with one of them, which is not one of the 4, but Tosfos goes so far as to claim that some of the aspects of lishma, and the Gemara later on will say that there are 6 things that are included in the requirement of lishma. The Gemara will cite them, all 6 of them. L'shem zevach, l'shem zoveach, l'shem ishim, l'shem nichoach, l'shem reyach. The Gemara will refer all of that. So Tosfos says that even in relationship to the Haktorah, you need 5 out of the 6. 5 out of the 6 items that are included in the requirement of Lishma, based on the Brisa that is listed on Davar Medbeis, are required not only by the 4 Avodos, but even in the Haktorah, as the limbs are being offered on the Mizbeach. The only one which Tosfos says doesn't apply is L'shem Zoveach. Why? You don't have to have in mind who it is. Because the owners have already achieved their objective of Kapara as soon as the Zrikas Adam takes place. So when you can think about whatever you want, whenever the limbs or the fats are offered on the Mizbeach, the element of connecting it to the person no longer is applicable. So says Tosfos. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos says that you only need all 5 for Shechita. All 6 rather. All you need them is for Shechita. But for the other 3 avodos, Kabbalah, Holocha, and Zrika, all you need is 2 out of the 6. L'shem Zevach and L'shem Zoveach. And if you want to see a lengthy discussion about why the Rambam makes such a thing, take a look at the Mishnah LeMelech in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos Halacha Yud Aleph, where he tries to defend and explain the Rambam, and the Rambam requires nothing at all by Haktarah. Doesn't require any kavana, no lishma by the haktara. Once the korban is already considered valid, which takes place after the zrikas adam, under those circumstances, it is done. Our Gemara will also say that that there is a halacha of which is difficult to understand, stoma lishman kari. That if a person does not have a contrary thought, he's shechting a korban oila, and he doesn't think that it's a shlomit. He thinks he doesn't think anything. He's an airhead. He's not thinking about anything. So the halacha is by kachim stoma lishmonkoi. So there is the Keren Ora in his introduction here to Zvachan raises the question: is this stoma lishmon only a bidyeved? Or even lechatchila, we say there's no necessity to require a shema, an act of thought. All you have to do is just not engage in a contrary position. But stoma lishma is operates on even on a doraisa level. And he cites the takana, which the Gemara itself will cut, that tonight the Beis Din used to tell us not to have kavana, not to think about lishma. Don't think about lishma. Why it's a very difficult to takana. So that might indicate that on a d'oraisa level, of course, you have to think lishma, and that stoma only works b'di'eved. And now the chachamim are saying, for some strange reason, I don't want you to have any kavanas in mind whatsoever. Just keep your head in the state of neutral. So that has to be explored as well. One other last thing before I start reading the Gemara. The Gemara in Tanis tells us that a fundamental principle of any korban is that the be'alim, the owner of the korban, has to be present at the time that the korban is offered. Ein Adam Sholeach Korbanosav without a representative. And as a result, the Gemara in Tanis claims that there is what we call the Anshei Mamad, the people who represent all of Am Yisrael for the Korbanos Tzibur. But for a personal Korban, you're obligated to be there, and it's learned out according to one source. The Shagasari in his commentary Vurusari says that the Mokar is the pasuk that we read today, as Korbani Lachmi Liishai Tishmeru Lahakriv Li B'Moada Tishmeru. What does Tishmeru mean? That the person who is being makriv the korban has a responsibility to see that all of the details are attended to by the Kohanim for his particular korban. And by other, the Shagasari posits that since the pasuk is formulated by Korban Tamid, maybe the requirement for Ba'alim being present is only for Korban Tamid, but all the others is only midrabanan. However, he cites Rashi, who cites a different pasuk. He cites a pasuk in Parshas Balak, where Bilam tells Balak, Hisyatsev kol al olosecha. Shtaidu, stand here with your Korban. So even by Shchitas Akum, by a korban offered by a Gentile, he's told the Gentile has to remain right there. And we accept korbanos from a Gentile in the Beis HaMikdash. But he has to come to the Beis HaMikdash itself. And obviously, Rishonim and Achronim try to elaborate as to what a korban is all about. And it can't be accomplished unless you're standing right there. It's not a ritual that you go through, which you can send somebody else to do it for you. It has a desired effect. That desired effect can only be accomplished if the person is present. Let's try to read the Gemara now. So the Mishnah says, "Kol asvachim shenizbechu shaloi lishman ksherim." Any korban that is offered shelo lishman, so Rashi on the top says shenishchat ola l'shem shlamin. Somebody had in mind that a korban ola was going to be offered as a korban shlamim. Ela, so they are kshayim. You can do all of the other avodos, and the korban is not disqualified. Ela shelo ola lebalim l'shem chayva. That if a person made a neder that he wants to bring this particular korban, he has not fulfilled his korban. Doesn't count for him. But the korban itself is kosher. There are two exceptions to this rule. Chutz min ha-pesach ve-ha-chatas. With the exception of korban pesach and chatas. If you shech the korban pesach for any other korban, or shech the korban chatas for any other korban, then the korban is actually pasul. And when does this happen? HaPesach bizmano, only at the time when the korban pesach theoretically can be brought. So according to Rashi, Rashi says it right here, it's mechatzois hayoim shel erev pesach ad ha-erev, avol koydom lochein, and achar mikan, it's not, doesn't follow that category. And that's because Rashi believes that mid oraisa chatzois is the zman in which the transition takes place from Boker to Bein Arbayim. That which we wait 6.5 hours, according to Rashi, is only a Gzeira Midrabana. The Rambam disagrees and believes that on a Da'oraisa level, you have to wait until Sheish Umeftza in order for something to be considered Chatzois. And as a result, if you shech the korban Pesach between 12 and 12:30, according to the Rambam, it's considered shelo bizmano. And same thing with davening mincha. If you daven mincha according to the Rambam between 12 and 12:30, you're not yotze. According to Rashi, b'di'evet you are yotze, at least on a d'oraisa level. Here Rashi says that zmano is considered from chatzos until seisek achavim. At least. V'hachatos b'chol zman. Chatos doesn't have any time restrictions. Therefore, its zmano is all the time. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afa asham. Ha-pesach b'zmano, v'hachatos v'ha-asham b'chol zman. And Rabbi Eliezer explains why he decides to include asham into the category of chatos. Why? Ha-chatos ba'al chayt. V'ha'asham ba'al chayt, ma'achatos psula shaloi lishma, ah ha'asham pasul shaloi lishma. That just as a korban chatas is pasul if you offer it in the name designated as another korban, so too it applies to asham as well. Yosi ben Choni Omer, hanishchatin l'shem pesach u'l'shem chatas psulin. That if I take a regular korban shlamin or a korban oila, and I have in mind that I'm going to be offering a korban pesach or a korban chatas, they are also pasul. They're also pasul. And the Gemara quotes psukim for everything. For all these halachas, the Gemara will quote a pasul later on. Shimon Achi Azaria Omer, Shimon, the brother of Azaria, said, Shochtan l'shem gavoa, if somebody shechted a korban in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mehein k'sherin, and l'shem namuch, l'shem gavoa, or for a higher level. For example, somebody was shechting a korban which is kachim kalim, shechted a korban shlamim for an ola. That's okay. But l'shem namuch mehen psulin. But if you decided to shech the korban for a lower kedusha, a kachim for a kachim kalim, then it's pasul. Ketzad? Kachim sheshechtan l'shem kachim kalim psulin. Kachim kalim sheshechtan l'shem kachim sheirin. And the Gemara debates whether ksherim means not only is it kosher, but maybe it even includes that you was olu l'shem chayva as well.
Is it to fulfill the original intent or the intent that was expressed? So if it was kachikachim,
right?
You satisfy kachikachim, or you satisfy the kachikachim?
That's a good question. So what Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say anything.
Isn't that contradictory?
Rashi says that the Gemara raises the question. If you say it's lo alu l'shem chayva, it's probably the higher designated one. It's now a carbon. It's a carbon oil if you had a shlomim to bring. But if you hold that it's alu l'shem chayva, then you can't say that if you made a neder to bring a carbon shlomim, that you're going to get credit for a carbon shlomim having it offered as a carbon chatas. That makes no sense. So it might be that the two depend on one another.
Doesn't that contradict the first part of the Mishnah, which says, Hazrachim Shemizbuch Sholoshman? This is Sholoshman. So how could it be
Yotzim? No, that's a good question. Yeah, the Gemara, Rashi tells us the Gemara will explain that later as well.
Is Namach and Gavala only within category also?
So that's the next line of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah says, "Habechor v'hamaser, they are both kachim kalim. Shishachtin l'shem shlamim ksherin, shlamim shishachtin l'shem bechor l'shem maaser psulin." So if there are gradations even within kachim kalim, because there are certain activities that a carbon shlamim requires, drakonas matonas al arba kanos amizbeach, the bechor and the maaser don't. So there are four things with which carbon shlamim requires that are not required for maaser and pesach. Hence, even within the category of kachim kalim, there is a level of elevation one against the next. The Gemara, the Mishnah here, identified Shimon as Achi Azariah. So Rashi tells us that. Yeah.
So are these degradations, or is there some sort of an innate kedusha, like the Bechor is kedusha?
No, all of them are kadosh. They're kadosh, kachim, kalim. But since there are gradations in the terms of the number of activities that are required, so the shlomim is considered a higher level of kachim, kalim than pechor or pesach.
I was basically saying that the bechor and maaser are specific, that these animals
don't require four things.
Right, they're also specific, like the bechor has to be one bechor, and the maaser has to be designated 10, but you can choose any animal for
Okay. Okay, that might be the reason. That you happen to be right.
Okay.
No, yeah. So he says that Shimon really didn't say anything. Azariah said this, but Azariah and Shimon happened to have made a Yisachar Zvulun relationship, and that Shimon provided all the work and supported not only his family but Azariah's family, on condition that you now get, I get the half your schar of Talmud Torah. And in order to demonstrate that he indeed received half the schar of Talmud Torah, the Mishnah attributes the halacha not to Azariah, but rather to Shimon Achei Azariah. Yeah. So Manny's famous line is always, somebody comes over to him and says, he's looking, I'd like to establish a Yisachar Zvulun relationship with you. So Manny says, I'm delighted. I'll be the Yisachar, you be the Zvulun. That's what Manny always tells him. You be the Zvulun, I'll be happy to make it with you. I'd love to sit and learn all day. Yeah. Okay, says the Gemara, Lomu lo lumisne, elosh lo olu. Why do I have to use such an expansive statement? Namely, that if I shechted a korban shaloi lishman, it is kosher. Ela shelo alu lebaalim l'shem chayva. Why don't I use in a more abbreviated lashon? Just right, lisnei velo alu lebaalim l'shem chayva. So it's not the most compelling question in the world, but nonetheless, the Gemara asks this question. Answers the Gemara, Hakamashmalan, Liba'alim hu delo alu l'shem chayva. For the owner, and indeed does not satisfy his requirement. However, abikdusha sayu kaime. But the full level of kedusha remains intact for this particular animal. And as a result, asur lishanuye bahu. You are not permitted to make any further changes. So if in an early stage, such as shchita or kabbalah, I had in mind to do this shaloi lishma, so I shouldn't think, it's already disqualified to some extent, I'll continue doing the rest of the avodos, also shaloi lishma. That's prohibited. And that's what it says, ela. The only thing which is not correct with this particular korban is shelo olo l'shem chayva. Yes.
So is shelo l'shma an active state of how you're thinking about the korban?
Yes.
It's more a vacuum.
No, it's not the vacuum. The vacuum is what we call stoma. Shelo l'shma is an active thought that this happens to be, I had in mind, it's a korban shlamim, and I had in mind the korban oil.
Okay.
I had in mind to do it as a korban oil. Ukidu Rava, as Rava already formulated, Dama Rava, Ola Shishachta Shaloi Lishma, Osur Lizrog Dama Shaloi Lishma. That if a carbon Ola was offered Shaloi Lishma, under those circumstances, you are not permitted to engage in the Zrikas Hadam Shaloi Lishma, but you have to be Zirek the Dam Lishem Korban Oila. And the Gemara says that there are two ways to support Rava's conclusion. Ibai Yisei Masvara, Ibai Yisei Makra. Ibai Yisei Masvara, Mishum Deshani Ba Kolhani. Mishum Deshani Ba Kolhani, Lishane Ba Velezel. Does it make any sense that just because a person got it wrong the first time, that he should now continue that mistake? Does that make any sense? That you should continue doing something that is wrong and make a change? For what reason? So it's simply logical. Guy makes a mistake one place, you don't go ahead and try to rectify it some other time. Iba Yisema Kra. However, you can also say that it's attached to a pasuk. Pasuk says in Pashas Kiseitze, Motzos Vasecha Tishmor, V'asisa Ka'asher Nodarta Lashem Elokecha Nidava, that you shall honor that which you pledge to make a Nidava. Asks the Gemara, Hi, Nidava, Nederhu. This is not a nadava, but rather a nether. So everybody remembers Maseches Nedarim, and you remember the difference between nether and nadava. Neder is where a person makes a vow to just bring a korban, harei alai ola, harei alai shlamin, and nadava is he points to the korban and he says harei zu ola, harei zu shlamin. So the primary difference is that if something happens to the animal when you made a neder and then you decided to identify an animal to fulfill your vow, your neder, if something happens to it, you have to replace it. If you said harezu, if you said this animal is a korban, is my vow, I'm offering this, then if something happens to it, you don't have to replace it. So there's no chiyuv tashlum. But that doesn't mean you get credit for your vow. You don't have to replace it, but you weren't, still weren't mekayim your neder if you made a nedava. Ella, so the Gemara darshins, im kamosh nedarta osisa, if you fulfill the manner in which you made a neder, you actually followed through, you are offered to bring a carbon shlamim, and you brought it as a carbon shlamim, yehei neder. So then let this carbon be a neder. The imla, but if I did not follow through on my words, I had a korban shlamim and I had in mind to shecht it as a korban oila, then nidava yehei. And then it should be only a nidava. Only a nidava. Unidava, by even my nidava, mi shari lishanu yeba. Are you permitted to, just because it's a nedava and it focuses what? On this korban, that doesn't mean that you're permitted to go ahead and change it. So if you now bring a korban and you don't follow through based on your neder, it's a nedava. So it's a nedava mean that it's a kosher korban, but I haven't fulfilled my vow. That's what the Mishnah means. Ela shelo olu l'shem chayva. Shelo olu l'shem chayva. Continues the Gemara. Amale Ravina the Rav Papa. Lo hevias gabon beurta bitchuma becharmach. It's a shame you weren't in the yeshiva yesterday in the township of Beir Charmach. Derami Rava mili ma'al yasa ahadadi. Rava found a contradiction of two things. Vishani lehu, and he answered them very nicely. One thing about the Tanoim and the Amaraim, they were very makbid on attendance. And if somebody was not there, there are dozens of times when the Amaraim says, "How come you didn't come to the shiur yesterday?" So, you know, that's what we, you know, kids today, why are you taking attendance? You know, well, who cares if I'm here or not? Yeah. So he asked him, "My mili ma'al yisa." What exactly was this phenomenal dvar Torah of Rava? So he said the following: "Tanan kol hazvachem shenizvichu shaloi lishmat sheirim el shalo olu l'shem bal taima de shalo lishmat." The only reason why it was possible, or it's lo alu l'shem balim, is because he had in mind for a shlomim, he had in mind an ola, or vice versa. Inference, ha stamu, but if he brought it as an airhead, he didn't think about anything. He's bringing a korban ola, he doesn't think about ola, doesn't think about shlomim. He thinks about, oh, Yankees were rained out yesterday, I'm playing a doubleheader today. So then, hastama alu nami levala. Under those circumstances, not only is the korban kosher, but the balim get credit for it as well. Alma, stama kilishmandam. So now that's the inference that Rava draws from our Mishnah, and here was his challenge. V'remini kol haget shenichtav shaloi lishma l'shem isha pasul. Any get that was written not for this specific wife is pasul. So if somebody is divorcing his wife by the name of Rachel, he has to write it for this particular Rachel. Ustama nami pasul. And if a sofer happens to write a get, Yaakov from the city of Teaneck is divorcing his wife Rachel from Teaneck, New Jersey. And now two people walk by, husband and wife are having a fight, and just so happens they are named Yaakov and Rachel. So what happens? So now the sofer says, I have a get right here ready for you to divorce. Ustama nami pasul. And stoma, there is also pasul. So the question was, why is stoma kosher in relationship to korban, and why is stoma pasul when it comes to get? So many of you are familiar with the famous Ramban. Why is it that kedushin can be created in an instant by giving a coin, and in order to divorce someone, you have to write a shtar? Cannot divorce, right? So it's not only it's Xavis Hakasuv, says the Ramban, because it says Vechasav Lo Sefer Krisos. It's to get the guy to cool down a little. Sometimes you get so angry that if you could just take out a coin and give it to her and say, or she'll give you a coin and say, "I'm free now. Goodbye, Charlie. It'll be it." Like this, if you have to get a sefer and witnesses, you'll calm down. You realize just because she burnt the cholin doesn't mean that you should divorce her. But anyhow, the question seems to be that it contradicts. The mere fact that the Gemara contradicts this is an indication that to some degree the standards of Lishma can be compared to one another. Because otherwise you could say the Kasha Haitzach Nishan, the question doesn't get started. Because the requirement of Lishma by get might be different than any place else. By virtue of the fact that the Gemara quotes it, seems to indicate that they are parallel to some extent. So what did Rava answer to alleviate that concern? Vishani, and he answered, Zvachim bistam lishmanom din, that a korban in under ordinary circumstances is omeg lishma. Isha bistama lav legerushin omedes. But zvicha, but isha, what does this mean? That in a normal situation, if a person is already standing in the Beis HaMikdash and the Kayin is ready to do what he's supposed to do, in all probability he has in mind what he's supposed to be doing, because the circumstances dictate that you're doing this for a specific purpose. It's the very same svara for those who argue that mitzvahs ain't srichas kavana. What ain't srichas kavana? If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling me to hold a lulav, you think I'd be holding a lulav for 7 days of Sukkot? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell me to eat maror, I wouldn't be eating maror. So the mitzvah, the circumstances themselves lend itself to indicate that stoma is lishma. However, by a get, why would anybody think of the fact that that there is a stoma in relationship to a get? Husband and wife hopefully are not thinking about divorce every 2 seconds. Therefore, you can't compare the two situations. That's what Rava answered. Asked the Gemara, "Uzvachim b'stama ksheirin minalon." How do I know this particular fact that, under ordinary circumstances, without any contrary thoughts, the assumption is that a korban is stama is kasher? Ilei mehadisnan kol azvachim shenizbechu shelo lishman, velo kitani shelo nizbechu lishman. Doesn't say they weren't. Right, the pasuk shelo nizbechu lishman. It doesn't say that they were shechted lishma. It says they were shechted shelo lishma. That's the defect, that these were shechted shelo lishma. Babi get nami hakatani kol haget shenichtav shelo l'shem isha pasul velo katani shelo nichtav l'shem isha pasul. It doesn't say that a get that was written lishma is. That it was not written lishma was possible. It writes that a get that was written shaloi lishma was possible. So the equation to get and korban would not necessarily define for us and prove for us that the halacha is stama lishman koi. Elo meha, disnan, ketzad lishman u shaloi lishman. What constitutes lishma shaloi lishman? Lishem pesach. Ulashem shlomit. Taima the Omar Lashem Pesach Ulashem Shlomit. Why is the korban not good to some extent? It's Shaloyol Ulashem Balim only because of the fact that it was that you had in mind something to the contrary. Ha Lashem Pesach Ustama Kasher. But if what was that? Right, meaning that he did the following. At the beginning, for one stage, he had in mind Lashem Pesach. For the rest of the stages of the Korban, let's say for Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika, he had nothing in mind. So, under those circumstances, this Brisa says, this Mishnah says that it's Kasher. Alma Staman Lashman Dami. That the mere fact that he had nothing in mind for 3 out of the 4 avodos. He had in mind the korban pesach. It was a korban pesach. He had in mind only during the shechita, but his mind was free, nothing in mind. Not to the contrary, not for the positive. For 3 out of the 4 avodos, the animal is kosher. So you see, alma stoma lishmonkai. Ask the Gemara. That's not true. Dilma shani hasam de omar. That anybody who shechts a korban l'shem pesach, the assumption is that what does he do the rest of the time? He does the kabbalah sadam, the halacha sadam, and the zrika sadam also l'shem pesach. So the mere fact that he had a positive thought of l'shem pesach for the first avoda is no indication that stoma is kosher, because here there is a factor to indicate that it was not indeed stoma. He mentioned Pesach at the very first time. Elami Seifa. Perhaps we conclude that stoma lishman kai from the end of the brisa. Shelo lishman ulishman, that if a person had kavana, shelo lishman ulishman. What is l'shelo lishman and a lishman? L'shem shlamim u'l'shem pesach. Meaning, at the beginning, what did he have in mind to do it? Shelo lishman. He said l'shem shlamim. Then he corrected it and said what? L'shem pesach. So that is no good. So the Gemara's inferences. Time of the Amar l'shem shlamim u'l'shem pesach. ha stoma ulashem pesach kasha. But if he did the following, during the first avoida, he was an airhead. During shechita, he thought about nothing. Now, during any of the subsequent avodot, he had in mind l'shem pesach. So this Mishnah says that the korban is kosher. If it's kosher, we should conclude, why is this korban kosher? Because at the time of the shechita, where he had in mind nothing, he apparently stoma is kosher. Answers the Gemara, you can't prove anything from the Sefer either. Do Moshani Hasam Hasam the Omar Yochiach Sofal Al Trilasa. That since he had in mind L'shem Pesach at the end, we must assume that what? That he had in mind as well something when he got started. It's the opposite of, you know, Trilasa Yochiach Hasam. It's the very opposite. But that doesn't prove anything that if a person had no Kavana by any stage, it was stoma throughout the four avodos, it doesn't prove anything. So that doesn't prove anything. Inami, Aidi Detana Lishman Ushaloy Lishman. Since maybe this price, this second part of the Braisa proves absolutely nothing. So why did the Braisa or the Mishnah state it? It just wanted to maintain parallel form. Since I stated at the first case, Lishman Ushalo Lishman, that for the Shechita I had in mind Korban Pesach. Then for the rest of the Avodos, my mind was blank. My mind was blank. And I said that can't prove anything. Because once you had in mind Pesach for the Shechita, Al Das Rishona Hu Oseh. He has in mind Korban Pesach for everything. So why did I quote the second part of the Braisa? Perhaps to inform me that Lishma works, that Lishma works. But I said no, just to maintain parallelism, Tananami Shilo Lishman Ulishman. So therefore I quote the second case, that if my mind was blank during the Shechita, but I had in mind L'shem Pesach throughout all the others, that's why I quote it, but not for the purpose of any halakhically justified significance. So I'm still looking for a source to prove that what? That stoma is lishma. That if I have nothing in mind, it is still considered lishma. So the Gemara says, Ela meha. L'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. L'shem zevach, that it has to be for kachim, and for that particular korban. L'shem zoveach, for the purpose of that owner. L'shem shame, to have in mind. L'shem ma nishogdash. L'shem ishim, for the fire. L'shem reyach, l'shem nichoach. So l'shem ishim is that I want to burn all of the limbs of the korban directly on the mizbeach, and not that I take a spit and burn them by having them roast on the mizbeach. You don't do that. It has to be mamish al gabe ha'ishim. And l'shem nichoach, l'shem reyach. The only way that a korban will produce an reyach nichoach l'shem, again, is if it's put in its raw state on the fire. But if you roast it first and then take it off the spit and then put it on the mizbeach, the Gemara says it's not going to have any shmekaru at all. It's not going to shmek. Not going to have any taste from it at all. And v'hachatas v'asham l'shem chet. So, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Af mi shelo haya belibo l'shem achas mikol elu kasher. Shetnai bezdin hu, that it's a tnai bezdin asnu bezdin, that what? That all of these korbanos are kasher with what? With no kavana whatsoever. So if Rabbi Yosi said, somebody lo haya belibo l'shem achas, you see that what? Stoma lishmankai. Stoma lishmankai. Why is stoma lishmankai? So the Gemara seems to say it's only a din derabbanan. Shetnai bezdin hu, that bezdin made a condition that what? Asnu bezdin delo lemo lishmo, dilma aso lememar shelo lishmo. That perhaps what's going to happen, there's going to be a little conflict between the kayan and the ba'alim. The Kohen's going to have in mind one karban, he's going to have in mind another karban. Because lishma, as the Gemara will point out later, does not require something bepeh. All you need is in mind to think about it. So never knowing what's running through the minds of the Be'alim, the Chachamim said it would be best just be in air, don't think about anything, in order to what? To not contradict that which might be running through the mind of the Kayin who was offering the Korban. Says the Gemara, Dilma, if you believe that lishma is pasul, that stama lishma is pasul, kaimi bezdin umasni milsa the mifsil bay. You mean to tell me that bezdin would make a recommendation to us not to what, to have anything in mind, so that we will not have any contradictory thoughts with the Kayin and thereby disqualify a Korban? If the halacha was that stoma is not stoma lishma is pasul, must be that if Beis Din is telling us not to have anything in mind, must be that the halacha is that what? That stoma is okay. And not only is it okay, this is now being recommended by the Beis Din. Okay, stop here. The Gemara's challenged then about that.
That's more of a cop-out than an answer. Trying to figure out why stuff is okay.
That is correct.
You're saying, okay, it's okay.
That's correct.
620. Why is the Shas seemingly obsessed?